From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Security forces in Libya are reportedly patrolling the streets of the capital, Tripoli. Witnesses say there have been violent clashes there as the uprising in the country spreads. NPR's J.J. Sutherland in Cairo says the heir apparent to Libya's longtime ruler is pledging to put down the anti-government protests.
In Benghazi, Libya's second largest city, there are unconfirmed reports from residents that the security forces have withdrawn and the city has fallen to protesters calling for the end of the regime of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. In a long, rambling speech on Libyan state television earlier this morning, one of Gaddafi's sons vowed that his father would, quote, fight until the last man, the last woman, the last bullet. Saif Gaddafi also warned of the possibility of civil war in the country. In other signs support for the regime is wavering, the Libyan ambassador to the Arab League resigned in protest over the bloody crackdown against the protesters. With no foreign press inside Libya and the internet cut down to a trickle, it is nearly impossible to get fully reliable information out of the country. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, Cairo.
At least 30 people are dead in northern Afghanistan after a suicide bomber detonated a blast at the entrance to a government office compound at midday today. Police say the complex was crowded with people waiting to get identification cards. Violence across Afghanistan has escalated to its highest levels since the Taliban were ousted by U.S.-led forces in 2001. The upper Midwest and Plains states are facing more snow today, from the Dakotas to the Great Lakes. The winter storm that swept into the region over the weekend has forced cancellation of hundreds of airline flights. Gary Ellenbolt of South Dakota Public Broadcasting says ice and snow are making travel treacherous over a wide area today.
Meteorologist Troy Kleffman with the National Weather Service in Aberdeen says the northeast part of South Dakota is digging out from heavy snow today.
Had anywhere from a foot to 16 inches of snow across the region. Many of the roads are drifted, you know, pretty well shut. Some of the highways around here, I'm sure, have no travel advised.
The State Departments of Transportation and Public Safety have yet to open sections of Interstate 29 due to heavy blowing and drifting on Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Vermilion, South Dakota.
Members of the Senate are reviewing the stopgap spending proposal passed over the weekend by the House of Representatives as lawmakers use their President's Day recess to try to avoid a budget impasse that could shut down the federal government. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York says Senate Democrats are prepared to negotiate as soon as possible.
As long as no one threatens to shut down the government, which would cause huge problems, we can come together and each side can give a little, and we can really get a handle on reducing spending.
Schumer on CNN's State of the Union. Congressional Republicans want to avoid the partial government shutdown in 1995 when then-President Clinton vetoed a GOP spending bill. This is NPR News. Wisconsin's new Republican Governor Scott Walker says he will not back down on his effort to eliminate collective bargaining rights for most state employees, including teachers. Protesters are expected to jam the state capitol building again today. Democratic state senators say they will not return to the state until Walker is ready to compromise. A new study is suggesting that the higher a person's triglyceride levels, the greater their risk of stroke. NPR's April Fulton reports that high triglyceride levels have not previously been widely considered to be a major risk factor for stroke.
Current stroke prevention guidelines focus on keeping bad cholesterol levels down and good cholesterol levels up. They don't say much about triglycerides. Researchers followed nearly 14,000 middle-aged men and women, tracking both their cholesterol and their triglycerides, for more than two decades. Just over 1,600 of them had a stroke. They found that people with higher triglyceride levels had a greater risk of stroke. This confirmed a 2008 study. The new study also found that high cholesterol levels were not associated with higher stroke risk in women, and it only increased the risk in men with very high levels. The new study was published in the journal Annals of Neurology. April Fulton, NPR News, Washington.
This year's Daytona 500 champion Trevor Bayh says he was not expecting to win the race, to the point where he didn't even bring the type of clothes he needed for the victory celebrations.
It's insane because, you know, we're kidding around, you know, do you bring enough clothes to go if you win the race? I was like, oh, yeah, I got this. You know, I got two T-shirts, and, you know, I thought it was a big joke, but here we are. I guess I better call somebody up that can make a suit and get some clothes down here for me.
At 20 years old, Bayh is the youngest Daytona 500 winner ever. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.